This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to gender bias and why some of the best ideas don't get funding. Venture capitalists invested more than $58 billion in startup companies last year, but women only got 2% of the money. A study in the Harvard Business Review finds that stereotypes are at play here, leading to investors asking different questions of female entrepreneurs. Sally Herships reports on the kinds of questions they're asked can have a direct impact on how much funding they get.
Kim Taylor says back when she was pitching her online education startup to investors, she didn't just have to prove her idea was solid. She also endured questions about whether the online education market itself was even real.
And, you know, this is a market that has several multi-billion dollar companies in it.
She says there was plenty of solid data to make that clear. Ultimately, Taylor did get her capital. Rockstar investor Mark Cuban signed on, and Renku, the company she co-founded, sold last year for $25 million. So why did she have to defend the market's potential? She says that's the way it often goes for women entrepreneurs.
When a man walks in a room, it's automatically assumed he's competent. When I walk in a room, it's automatically assumed that I'm not.
It's gender bias like this, which the study shows is at the heart of the problem. It says when men pitch startups, they get asked how they'll make money. But women get asked about how they'll prevent losing investors' money. Taylor says for her, the study was an aha moment.
Yeah, that does happen to me. I do get all those questions. And it's almost like they want to have a gotcha moment.
Donna Cans is the study's author. She combed through almost 200 videos of entrepreneurs pitching at a TechCrunch funding competition in New York. She tracked the words investors used when asking questions. Here's what men hear.
Gain, hope, ideal.
But women entrepreneurs?
Fear, loss, obligation, pain.
Pain. Pain is on there.
Pain. Pain is a big word.
Cam says almost 70% of men were asked about their aspirations, but women got asked questions like, how long will it take you to break even? And investors.
They do not invest in any businesses that merely aspire to break even.
So Cam says women are set up for failure. Instead of talking about how they'll make money, they end up playing defense. And if you're thinking a fix is to get more female investors, Cam says the percentage has gone up to 7%. But
in that time, the gender gap has not improved. In fact, it's widened.
Cam says the problem is unconscious bias. So women investors ask female entrepreneurs the same questions men do. But venture capitalist Michelle Dervan says often they need to.
I was like, well, I would want to ask all those questions.
Dervan says Silicon Valley does need more female founders, teams that have at least one woman outperform others. Donna Cam says even if women are asked about preventing loss, they should talk about making money instead. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.